Hi, I'm Dan Aykroyd. Have the happiest of holidays.
This is Heather Locklear wishing you all the merriest Christmas.
Hey, this is Sean Hayes on Animal Radio. Remember to spay and neuter your pets.
You're listening to Animal Radio. Call the Dream Team now with the free Animal Radio app for iPhone and Android.
Hi, Leslie. How are you?
Hi, fine, thank you. How are you? I love your show.
Thank you. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from New York City.
Oh, New York City. What's going on there today? How can we help you?
It's a busy weekend. Here's what the deal is. I have a wonderful elderly guy. His name is Henry, and he's a Chihuahua Fox Terrier. I rescued him many years ago when he was thrown out of a car and run over on the highway.
Oh.
And he's had a life full of chiropractic and acupuncture and herbs and supplements, and he's just an awesome little guy. He is starting to lose his hearing and his vision a little bit. His smell is not great, and he's developed very intense separation anxiety when I'm not home, and I cannot seem to comfort him. And okay. He just howls like a coyote when I'm up. And he won't take comfort from my partner, who he loves. We've gone through liquid Prozac, Vetrascience, Composure, Chinese herbs called Shen Calm. Nothing seems to calm him or help him. So my question is there something I can do to comfort him, reassure him, help him not feel so upset like I've left him when I go out of the house?
Sure, yeah. And certainly, I have a couple questions there. Tell me exactly what he's doing. Is he just vocalizing when he's left alone, or are there other behaviors he's doing?
He's vocalizing a lot. He also now is starting to wander a little bit. He gets a little disoriented, and my vet has checked, and he will come right out of it if I show him a little food. So it's not like he's mimicking Alzheimer's or going into Alzheimer's full-time, but he does get a little confused. And part of it, she thinks, is that he can't hear very well, and he doesn't see so well. So he gets a little disoriented.
Okay. And that's kind of the challenge, and that was where I was going with things, is because there's what we call separation anxiety, which is really a function of that overwhelming fear of being left alone. And
yes.
Dogs with that will destroy things around the house. They chew. They may have house soiling problems. They may vocalize.
He did that when he was younger, and he long since stopped any of that behavior.
Okay. The challenge is that can come on, especially when we have a loss of some of the senses. So even if a pet never did that as a youngster, we can see that come on as a geriatric pet.
Right.
The other thing was you mentioned the cognitive dysfunction, or basically what we call, doggy senility. And
right.
In that age group, I'd say that's a very high possibility that there's that's playing a role here. And that's a little bit more typified with, some confusion, anxiety, kind of loss of orientation in their world. Sometimes the house soiling can come along with that. Kind of
yes,
they forget
got,
some of their normal.
He's got low levels of all of that, so we think he's in a very early stage. We're not sure.
Okay. So if we think we may have both of these components going on, not that Prozac's a bad drug, but it might be worthwhile to actually see if we can work towards something that's a little bit more for cognitive dysfunction. And there's a medication called Selegiline or Anapril that we can use for that. The challenge is on Prozac, you got to have a weaning down period of about 3 weeks.
Right.
Before we can switch over to that. The other thing that I would suggest, and you can either continue the Prozac and add this other one in, is Alprazolam. And it's kind of like in the Valium family. And I use it a lot for senior pets that have nighttime problems, especially high anxiety problems. And you can use that either with the Prozac or switch off the Prozac, get over to this Anapril, and add the Alprazolam in at the same time. That can be very helpful for some of these
weaned him off the Prozac slowly, so he's been off it for several weeks. He actually was worse on it than off it.
Yeah.
And we took him off it about over 4 or 5 weeks, very slowly.
Fabulous. Okay, so I'd say that would be worth a try is the Anapril Alprazolam combination. Now, some of the natural things, I'm not all the most hip on herbs, but I can tell you things like the calming pheromones, the DAP hormone, can be very useful as well. And in some pets also, there's some diets, if we're gearing towards the cognitive dysfunction, that are enhanced in fatty acids. It can actually help with cognitive awareness. And the Hills line does make one along those lines called BD. So those might be some other things, but I think we could do some different things pharmacy-wise that might be maybe a bit more helpful and geared towards some of the kind of the senior moments, if you will, that we might be having. So.
All right. Well, thank you. I'll talk to my vet about the Anapril or the Alprazolam and see what we can do for him.
Thank you for your call, Leslie, and thanks for listening
thanks
to Animal Radio.
Bye-bye. Great show. Thank you.
Thank you.
It's a great show. It's a great show. This is the first time I've ever heard it, but it's a great show. I've actually only been listening 5 minutes, and so far it's been a great show. Not really 5 minutes, maybe 4 minutes, but it's been great.
Stop it, Hal.
Okay, before we go, because I couldn't think of any better use of airtime, during the break earlier, Dr. Debbie impressed us all with her possum imitation. And will you please do the possum imitation?
Is that what they do?
No, I don't know. That's more of a ferret I was doing, I guess. I don't.
Ferrets do that noise too, huh?
Yeah, they do that.
What's your ferret imitation, Judy? Completely different. I think you guys need to get your ferrets in line.
I see the angry ferrets when I'm drawing blood, so it's a little different.
Is that like Angry Birds? There should be an angry ferret game.
That's all we have time for today. If you need your fix during the week, head on over to animalradio.pet. And don't forget, if you have a Shih Tzu, a Pug, a Mini Schnauzer, or a Yorkshire Terrier, check out Dr. Debbie's books, How to Be Your Dog's Best Friend. We put links over at animalradio.pet. Have a great week.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
This is Animal Radio Network.